I was talking to Jeff Ordonez before our interview today, and I told him about this incident. It's interesting you mentioned being a veteran of faith in POW camps. I think there was a study done or whatever, but a number of U.S. prisoners of war were in these camps, and the ones who were atheists or didn't believe in God or higher powers or whatever had a much higher death rate than those who had a strong spiritual faith. I believe it's because when you're alone in that room, no hope of rescue, and you got no faith, you're completely hopeless, and your body just refuses to go on living. If you, on the other hand, have faith, hope springs eternal, and it literally gives life where life couldn't even exist before.
Well, I think that's that profound kind of thing that you mentioned, is recognizing that in life we're more than who we are. And when we plug into that higher self, if you like, that higher truth, it gives us that strength that's unbeatable. Some people call that God. Other people have their names for it. But I prefer to find that it's the common ground. And when you meet people in life, I remember when I was young, I met a guy who was almost 80. He used to hold one-man pickets of the local city hall. It was over issues of jobs and that. But every day he was out there with his picket sign. And I asked him once about why he kept doing it. He said, "I've been doing this over 60 years. I've been fighting for what's right in the world. It's what's kept me alive." And that's why I realized that we're not doing this out of charity work or because we're nicer people. It keeps us alive. It reminds us who we are. We're more than who we are. The earth belongs to everybody, not just a few wealthy men. And we're trying to reclaim the earth. We're trying to reclaim everything that's been taken from us. That's what gives us life. That's what gives me life and purpose.
In other words, we're trying to make those lies that we've been told and we once believed true again.
True.
Exactly. Right. Make them real.
Wouldn't that be cool if the government was looking out for people's best interest? Wouldn't it be cool if churches help people attain higher levels of spiritual growth and consciousness so that they didn't need the church anymore? Wouldn't it be cool if the medical industry saved more people than it killed? Wouldn't it be cool if the police were out to help and protect people from crime? You know, these simple basic concepts are just not real anymore.
And it's even subversive to suggest that. I know, it's crazy. Well, there's a really, you can find this on any Google search. There's a beautiful poem by Langston Hughes, a black writer in the 30s in America. He said, "Let America be America again." And it's an amazing poem. Of course, he's not just describing America. It could be anything, but it's basically this dream that we always, people say, is America. America has never been America to me, but one day it could be. Like everything you're talking about, one day could be. We could actually have all that if we create it. But all of that has to be created anew every day. It's not fixed in stone. You know the way we're taught that we're born into a democracy, things are given to us, it's guaranteed. That's how rulers keep us in line. It has to be created at every moment by us. There's no such thing as freedom in the abstract. It's got to be taken and practiced. Otherwise, it's not real. It's same about your faith. It's same about anything real. Love and justice, it's got to live in us first before it can breathe in the world. And so that's why it's all about personal examples, you know.
Well, that reminds me of a conversation I once had with a man my mother was seeing. I told him what I do, that I host a radio show and I give a voice to people who get ignored by the mainstream media, who get demonized, who have attempts on their lives, and people who are whistleblowers, environmental activists, and people from all different sides of the spectrum. And he says, Vinny, you're doing God's work. And I thought to myself, you know what? I don't classify myself as Christian. I'm not sure what I am. I just try to do the right thing. And the more people that I talk to about their different religious beliefs and what these big lies that have been told about the institutions and what they aim to achieve, I'm already achieving them. And I think it's because I've stayed away from all of those institutions.
You got it, man.